President Obama is in Seward today. He landed before noon in his helicopter called Marine One and then hiked to Exit Glacier to highlight how much the rivers of ice in the state are retreating because of global climate change. He called the glacier spectacular and said, "We want to make sure that our grandkids can see this." APRN's Liz Ruskin is traveling with the president today and joins me now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
What did the president have to say at Exit Glacier?
Well, at Exit Glacier, he recited the facts about the glacier, about its dramatic retreat, saying it had retreated more than a mile since the 1800s. And, as you said, he called it spectacular and wanted it to be around. And then he took off up the trail and was followed by a crew that we assume was the TV crew from the show Bear Grylls, and he was gone for a couple hours.
Did he take any questions from the media?
He did not take any questions there, and then from Exit Glacier, we drove into downtown Seward. We went into an ice cream shop, and he bought ice cream for some of the press and Ambassador Susan Rice, who's with him on this trip. And then he greeted some of his fans that were lining the streets. And now we're starting out on the boat portion of our trip. At the dock in Seward, he made a speech about icebreakers and how the U.S. fleet of icebreakers has diminished and the need for more. And said much of what the Alaska's congressional delegation have been saying, that, we need the icebreakers and that Russia has a lot more than we do. And the fact that we're down to one heavy icebreaker is not sufficient.
Liz, what's it like being part of the president's press pool? It sounds like it's kind of a scramble over the last couple of days. What's that been like?
It has been a scramble. There's a lot of running around. The motorcade stops and you get out and you run and try to catch up to where the president is. There's a lot of following the president and gathering information and pictures and sound and very little time actually to transmit it and to write stories. For example, up at Exit Glacier, we were there for several hours and we didn't have any access to satellite or Wi-Fi or any kind of communications. So, it's a little bit frustrating to keep reporting and not be able to write stories.
You mentioned that you're getting ready to get on a boat now. What's up next on the president's agenda?
Well, we're getting on the water. We're in a tour boat, and I noticed the Secret Service, and I believe the president is on a Coast Guard cutter. I don't see him right now, but I think we're on a separate boat so that we can photograph him on that and film him and record him on the Coast Guard cutter. I imagine that we're going close to glaciers, and we will probably be on the water for a few hours.
So the entire press pool is on a separate vessel than the president?
Right. I think that helps us take better pictures of him. And
all right. Well, how long, Liz, will you be out? Do you know how long you'll be out touring out on the water?
They told us to expect to be out till 7 p.m., so a couple of hours. But we've been running late all day, so we don't know. We're kind of in White House custody.
APRN's Liz Ruskin is traveling with the president. She says Obama is actually on a tour boat called the Viewfinder, not a Coast Guard cutter.